Today, we're diving into something called ethical resilience. Now, what is that? Well, think of it as a guide for getting through some really tough situations, things like betrayal or weird group dynamics, with your integrity intact. We're going to look at a framework that can help you move from a place of total confusion to one of real, solid clarity.
So let me ask you, have you ever been in a situation, maybe with a partner or even a group of friends, where everything just feels off? You can't quite put your finger on it, but you just feel lost. It's like you're walking through this thick, heavy fog, and you have no idea what's real anymore or who you can even trust. It's an awful feeling, right? And I want you to know, you are definitely not alone if you've ever felt that way.
Okay, so let's really get into that feeling. We're calling it the fog of betrayal for a reason, because that's exactly what it feels like. You're in this confusing, murky space, and it feels almost impossible to get your balance. You know, the first step to actually getting out of that fog is to figure out what it's even made of.
And this fog can show up in a bunch of different ways. For some, it's that slow, grinding process where trust just erodes over time in a relationship. Or maybe you've felt that awful suspicion of being gaslit, where someone is making you question your own sanity, your own reality. It could even be some weird, ambiguous group behavior that makes you feel totally on the outside. Or worse, actual coordinated harassment, online or off. All of these things are just so disorienting.
So here's the most important takeaway here. Yes, these experiences are confusing. They are so isolating. But listen, you are not stuck there, I promise. There are real, grounded, practical ways to find your footing again and start carving out a path forward.
Okay, so how do we actually do that? How do you cut through all that noise, all that chaos? Well, it all starts by adopting a specific kind of ethical framework. Think of it as a new lens, one that's designed to help you get from that messy, chaotic place to a place of real clarity. The whole foundation of this approach rests on two big ideas: being trauma-informed and evidence-aware. Okay, what on earth does that mean? Trauma-informed is pretty simple. It just means we have to acknowledge that this stuff has a real physical and emotional impact on us. It changes our perspective. And evidence aware? That's about making a conscious choice to focus on things you can actually verify, real actions, real facts, instead of getting swept up in assumptions, rumors, or drama. And what this framework really does is it forces a total shift in focus. It's a tale of two paths, really. On one path, you have those knee-jerk emotional reactions that, let's be honest, usually just escalate the conflict and create even more chaos. But on the other path, the goal is totally different. It's about rebuilding stability. It's about looking at risk with a clear head, documenting things responsibly, and above all, putting your own personal safety first. It's a huge shift. This right here, this is the heart of it. It's all about finding that sweet spot between being open-minded and also thinking critically. You're focusing on what actually happened, on verifiable actions. And here's the thing. You don't need to have all the answers right now. You just need to find an anchor, something solid and concrete to hold on to. That's what's going to keep you grounded when everything else feels like it's spinning.
All right, so we've got the big idea, the philosophy. That's great, but how do you actually use this stuff in real life? That's where this practical toolkit comes in. Let's get into the nitty-gritty, the actual skills you can use to start clearing away that fog for good.
So this is a really straightforward step-by-step process. First up, map out a timeline. I know it sounds simple, but just charting out key moments helps you see the whole picture without all the emotion attached. You can start to see when things really began to change. Second, you start identifying patterns of behavior, but, and this is key, responsibly, without jumping to crazy conclusions. Then you do a personal risk assessment and figure out your safety steps. After that, you learn how to document what's happening in a way that's credible and useful. And last but not least, you figure out where to get help. You know, the right kind of legal or community support for your situation.
And I really want to stress this. These five steps, they're not just some high-level abstract ideas. Nope. These are actual practical skills. These are tools you can pick up and start using today to protect yourself, to get back that sense of being in control, and to start making decisions from a place of strength. Okay, so once you have these tools in your back pocket, the final piece of the puzzle is to build them into a solid plan for the long haul. This is where you actually create your own resilience plan, something sustainable that's all about protecting your own well-being now and in the future.
And a really strong plan isn't just about one thing. It's holistic, meaning it touches on different parts of your life.
We're talking about setting what are called trauma-informed boundaries, which really just means boundaries that respect what you've been through and what your limits are now. It also means practicing good digital hygiene, you know, protecting your online life. And this one's huge. It's about actively, intentionally building a network of people who support you, people you can truly trust. It's all about creating these practical, everyday safeguards for yourself. Look, I know this can sound like a lot, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. The trick is to break it down into small, achievable goals. For instance, maybe this week you just focus on cleaning up your digital hygiene. That's it. And then this month, maybe you sit down and draft a personal safety plan. See? It's all about those small, consistent steps. Over time, they add up to create a really powerful resilience strategy.
So after all this, what's the end game? What's the point of all this work? It's really simple. It's about gaining clarity, it's about rebuilding your confidence, and it's about having a real step-by-step plan that lets you move forward with your head held high and your integrity completely intact.
So as we wrap this up, I want to leave you with one final question to think about. This isn't about fixing everything all at once. That's impossible. This is just about making progress. So looking at everything we just talked about, the framework, the toolkit, what is one small, totally manageable step you can take, maybe even today, to start moving out of that fog and stepping into the light?